The Philosopher's Guild. Chapter 2, One of Those Terrible Battles. War cries echoed. People bellowed threats to the other side. Philip hadn't ever hurt anyone, he just wanted to do the right thing, and right now he wanted to defend the city. Arrows from the barbarians hit several soldiers on the ramparts. They gushed blood from their bodies. Screams ricocheted through the battlefield. The soldiers fired their arrows at the horde of barbarians. Enemies fell, injured or dead. A couple of soldiers turned to Philip, injured, and pleading for help in their eyes. "Let's get them to healers," Philip said. He ran up to the first one and tried to drag him away from the battle. Philip dragged him about 10 feet before realizing that he was dead, just dead, and Philip could barely drag him 10 feet anyway. "Fighting is horrible," he thought. "These people are dying. They won't walk, or talk, or eat, or sleep, ever again." He grabbed one that was alive and helped him to walk back to the stairs and helped him down to the mages. Philip spoke to a mage, Denitrin. The mage's eyes glowed with fiery energy and he focused. "Get him to medical," Philip said. "Of course," Denitrin said. Philip ran back towards the battle, huffing and puffing already as he ran up the stairs. He heard a multitude cacophony of battle, swords hitting flesh, arrows loosed, mages chanting, priests chanting prayers, buildings burning, people screaming, people yelling at people, orders distributed, and confused commoners begging for help. Arrows flew near his body. Philip ducked to dodge the shortbow fire and got out his longbow. He grabbed an arrow and loosed it. Misfire, the arrow flew off in the wrong direction. He reloaded. He fired again, more carefully this time. He hit a barbarian in the head, killing him. "Was that man more important than me?" he thought. There was no chance to do a total review of that person's innocence or guilt. More important, they fought hundreds of people. Some of them had to be wonderful people. Philip looked down at some of the barbarians chopping up civilians and taking their stuff and burning buildings and changed his mind quickly. He wanted to kill them and felt good about killing them. He had caught them cold. He began to enjoy this. "They're attacking to the south, too," Sammy said. "Sending reinforcements there."
"There?
We need reinforcements here," a knight said.
"No," Sammy said.
"They outnumber us 5 to 1, a knight said.
2 to 1, Sammy said. "We got this."
Suddenly a little tiny ball of fire flew up towards the ramparts from the barbarians' area outside the walls. Philip dove down to the ground. The ball exploded into a huge fireball, doing damage to 7 archers and setting them on fire. They ran around trying to put out the fire. One of them fell down onto the barbarians below, missing most of them but causing a panic. Sammy lined up a shot at the mage who had fired the fireball. He shot an arrow from an arrow slit in an enclosed defensive rampart. The arrow hit the mage in the chest. He collapsed. Several barbarians panicked and began to tend to him, helping him with a potion immediately. Sammy readied a second arrow. The potion was about to be administered to him, but Sammy shot an arrow and hit the flask, shattering it before they could give it to the mage. The mage died. The barbarians started to climb the walls. They had ropes and grappling hooks. Other barbarians broke through the gate and charged on the ground level, causing a massive melee. Philip tried to cut the rope, but the rope didn't cut. Nothing cut the rope. He stabbed the rope again with his short sword. Nothing. His short sword didn't seem to do anything. "It's enchanted," Locke whispered in his ear. "You can't cut the rope. Fight the barbarians coming up the rope." Philip looked down the edge of the wall. He saw men, lots of them, climbing the wall quickly. He let loose an arrow and hit another one, making him fall to the ground, dying. Then the barbarians made it to the top of the wall and climbed onto the ramparts, starting to attack the archers. The archers drew their swords and various melee weapons and began to fight back, slashing with swords and hacking with axes. Locke appeared literally from nowhere, a rogue's trick to appear from invisibility. She backstabbed one barbarian, slit the throat of another,
and then returned to the safety of the buildings near the castle walls from which she skulked and watched the battle. A barbarian confronted Philip with a bellow and a gigantic sword. A person, a blond man, with a beard and long hair and a great sword, faced him, and he wanted to kill Philip. He had red war paint in the pattern of paired swords on his face and a bear painted on his chest. He yelled a war cry, and the other barbarians repeated his war cry. "You killed my friend," he said to Philip. Philip felt terror. He could hardly move with fear. This barbarian screamed. He barely blocked a huge killing blow. He told himself, "Try. Try your hardest." He tried. Philip swung low, attacking his stomach. The barbarian blocked and pushed Philip back. Philip fell off the ramparts. He fell backwards. He was in the air, falling. His exact thought, "How the hell had I lost my first battle? Terrible." The Nitre enchanted, and Philip bounced back to the ramparts. He was back on the walls of the castle. He turned to thank the Nitre but saw that someone had hit him with an arrow in the head, killing him. Philip steadied himself and moved over to a more advantageous position. He attacked again, this time at the head, and the barbarian blocked again.